people of the world, they need a lot of mercy. Every person have to have huge mercy. We are 2 days now before of the day that we expect that in this year all of the sadness is going to become to be huge happiness and joy. So the people of that world, they need huge mercy. Spirituality, people need a lot of mercy. And also we can see that a lot of people have huge sorrow, and mainly here in Jerusalem. All of the sorrow that we have with the apartments, it's a sorrow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have an apartment. And everyone is asking for mercy. And he doesn't know where the mercy are. We don't know where the mercy are. We're looking for mercy. And we don't know where the mercy are. Our holy Rebbe, he's saying that the mercy are in front of everyone. They're close to everyone, the mercy. Like that it's written that it's not far away from you. It's not in heaven. The mercy is the Holy Torah. We are saying Rabotenu told us to say the bracha before of Kriyat Shema of Ma'ariv and before of Kriyat Shema of Shachrit. Rabotenu told us that we're going to know that Hashem loves us. Ahavat Olam, Ahavtanu Hashem, eternal love, you loved us, Hashem. What is the love that Hashem loves us? That He gives us Torah and Mitzvot. This is the love of Hashem. This is why everyone that is not working all of the time to erase in a complete way the husk of Haman that's inside of him, he cannot feel the love of Hashem. He cannot feel that Hashem loves him. Hashem is giving to you gifts and gifts, and you cannot feel those gifts almost. We're saying every day in thanks, in modim, on the wonders that you're doing with us every time. If a person is not erasing the husk of Aman, that he's going with that feeling that nothing is worthy, feeling so many good things the person is learning and achieving. Everyone was supposed to jump, to dance all day long. On every mitzvah we should dance 120 years. So how many dances? Every moment, every second. Every second we're keeping so many mitzvot. Every second. On what you're gonna dance? On the kippah, on the hat, on the beard, on the side curls, on what? On what you're gonna dance? Person cannot feel. He doesn't feel that. He doesn't feel that point that we talked about. It's a merit to keep a mitzvah. It's worth it to live 120 years to live, to keep one mitzvah. Who can say that he erased the klipa of Haman in a complete way? It's a person that values, that respects, that feels like he is it's worthy to live 120 years for one mitzvah that he made. It's worthy, all of those lives, everything that I went through, that I'm going to keep one mitzvah of Hashem. And the opposite side, so many good things that Hashem is giving to the person, and a little bit it's not going on like he wanted. Maybe even it is going well, just he feels like it's not going well. Immediately, it's not worth it. Nothing is not worth it. Dance, be happy with all of the mitzvot. Eternal love, you loved us. Which love? That he gave us his Torah and his mitzvah. If a person doesn't feel that it's a merit to keep a mitzvah, that it's worthy for you to live all of the difficulties with wife and kids and parnasah and everything, a person that fails in sins and everything, that it's hard for you, it's worthy to keep one mitzvah, only one mitzvah. It's worthy to go through everything, to erase the husk of Amalek, to erase it, to achieve that wonderful light of Hanukkah, that it's thanks and praises to Hashem. The light of Hanukkah and Purim together, it's the light of the salvation. Because this is the light of the 15th gate. Just thanks and praises. Just happiness and thanks. This is the light. And Rabbeinu is saying, the mercy is in front of everyone. People are talking and they want to bring the salvation. Everyone are trying, doing this and that. That Mashiach is going to come, they're going to have free love, people will not going to talk Lashon Hara. But all of it is all theories. It's nice theories. But if a person not going to hold himself in his hand and going to decide that he's going to start working on himself really, he lives in a world of theories. So you're thinking like that, and he's thinking like that, and he's doing that, and you're doing this. You're all in theories because you're looking for something that if you're going to do that, this is it. You're going to solve the problems. There is work. There is no tricks. Maybe now I'm going to come to that. I heard today I'm going to do this and that, and this is it. You're going to solve all of my problems. There is nothing like it. There is only work, effort. There is foundation of life. Foundations of the Torah, of this life, of this world, of life. It's the same, it's one thing. The world, the life, the Torah, it's one thing that a person has to know. That only if a person has the merit to start to work on himself, so he's working. You don't need to tell him not to talk Lashon Hara. Only stupid people are talking Lashon Hara. You're talking Lashon Hara because you're stupid, because you're dumb. Rabbeinu is saying only people that are rejecting the wisdom that they want, don't want to learn, they're talking Lashon Hara. Where can I find time to talk about someone? To tell someone to hate someone else, to hate someone. Because the person is not working on himself, he's not serving Hashem, leaves Hashem. So you're working. That everyone gonna succeed. Everyone got his own job. He doesn't have no connection to all of those contests and all of those hatreds and envious. He's not in a battle with no one. All of those things, it's a result of the person that he's not, he didn't found himself in his Avodat Hashem. So he lives empty life. He's canceling the time. A person that is busy, Rav Yehoshua Kohen, Hashem gonna save him, gonna guard him. He said that a few years ago, he had a set place that he was coming to learn. The person that he sat close to him, he knew who was that person. But the second person that sat near to that person, he never knew who that person was. He was inside a purpose, really. He doesn't have a place in his thoughts to waste time, to look who is sitting here, who is sitting there. A person like that is a person that is not inside the purpose. Who went in, who went out. Why is talking Lashon Hara? Because he's bored. So now you're telling him, Ben Azmanim now. Which Ben Azmanim? What is it, Ben Azmanim? What is it? Where you have a difference between the times? You're serving Hashem, he's got his prayers, his Yitbodeduyot, his Chatzot, he should achieve this and that. And every day is full. He needs to fulfill things that he haven't covered with the regular time. Where are you going to find time? What is between the times? Ben Azman. What is that concept? We had a long between the times before we made tshuva. Years of between the times. Every one of us made Ben Azmanim that you have spare. For a few hundreds of years, spare. A few hundreds of years to cover for the Ben Azmanim that you had before. Until we woke up a little bit. One week ago, I didn't give shiurim, so I woke up, I went to sleep early, and I woke up chatzot every night. My wife woke up to see who is that walks in the house in the middle of the night. It was me. I woke up chatzot. I had time. What is it, Ben Azman? I wasn't moving from my room. I covered the complete book that I am writing now in those days. In the morning, I made a favor to my body. I was walking a little bit. And I didn't move from my seat. Which vacation? Chofesh vacation. Person need to be attached to the purpose. Things that you need to do. But also all of the things that you're doing in all of the paths that you're walking to serve Hashem, you should know Hashem in those places. You need to attach yourself, to bond yourself to Rabbeinu. Okay, you have a mitzvah to do something. Also great. But do that with Hashem. After you prayed, after that you learned, after that you made Avodat Hashem. He's got the minimum of his limudim that he's learning. Now I was in the Talmud Torah, two kids, 6 years and a half, finished Shas Mishnayot. 6 years and a half, two of them. One of the rabbis, 1,000 Mishnayot by heart. Rav Shalom said that he was supposed to bring all of you to the Siyum to see. A person. Think how much time he spent, that kid. Every Mishnah is going to be minimum 5 minutes. Thousands of minutes. Thousands of minutes. He put. He didn't waste the time to push the kids, to push them to finish, to give them, finish Likute Moran, finish Sefer Amidot, finish Mishnayot, to the girls, to the boys. I sit with the girls, also you should finish Sefer Amidot, finish this book, that book. So everyone are busy. Here and there, you're going 1 hour to here, 1 hour to there. It's great. The father is learning, the mother is learning, the kids are learning. This is between the times that we have. That now we're going to finish, we're going to do finishes. Between the times, we're going to use the time to sit with the kids, to give them times. Let's finish, just to read the Mishnayot. In a certain age like that, that they cannot grasp, understand the Limud. They need to learn. And he finished just to read. You cannot ask him to understand. First time, second time, third time you can start understanding. But you're telling him, first time you finished, oh amazing, wonderful. Start. Everyone gonna get stronger. If a person will not gonna decide on the Torah, after everything, if a person not gonna put his heart and his brain inside of the Holy Torah, all of the life in being attached to Hashem, what are you going to have with this life? What are you going to have in your hands? Rabbeinu now going to reveal to us in what we started. Everyone needs mercy. And really, everyone that is putting his heart and his mind in the Torah is close to the merciness of Hashem. And then we're going to see salvations. First of all, you're going to see the salvations in this world. A person that is busy, occupied with the Torah Kedosha, praising Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that we have that merit. So, I was also in the school, in the Talmud Torah. I didn't know if to come, if not to come, but I wanted to come before you are. That everyone is going to go. Rav Shalom said to himself, I'm going to go, I'm going to come to the Shiva. I had that merit to see righteous people, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. I had the merit to see him. He had sedarim in all of the Torah to sit and learn. Huge, had huge pile of books in that side of the table. Every day he was moving them from one side to the other, learning from each and every one of the books, and moving them from one side to the other, in the other day, from that side to the other side. Finishing the Zohar HaKadosh, finishing books, by the way, it's on the way. We saw kids in the age of 15 and a half finish Shas Bavli. In our Talmud Torah, Baruch Hashem. Shas Bavli, all of Shas, age 15 and a half. It's not in heaven. I said to one of the fathers that I told him to teach his son just to read Talmud Bavli, just to read. Just to read, not even to understand the Sukkiyot, just to learn to read. It gives a desire, it gives a will. It's give a will to the kids that they finished Masechta. Even just reading without understanding. He finished. He said, wow, I finished one Masechta, now I'm going to do another one. It gives him a will. Every guy that is not married, put it into your mind. Sit and learn. Don't waste your time. Sit and learn. That you're going to have your time dedicated to the Limud. The Torah, it's a mirror. how that you're going to act to the Torah, she's going to act to you. How you're going to behave. Every time we're finishing, we're saying, our opinion is on you, your opinion is on us. Allah nalach, that masechet, that masechta da'atan Allah, da'atach Allah. Why we're saying that? When we're thinking about you, you're going to think about us. We're not going to forget you. You don't forget us. It's reality. When you finished a book, you created an angel that named Masechet Chagiga, that named Mishnah Plonit. First of all, that we will not going to be forget from you, the Mishnah, that you're going to remember us. You're going to think about us. You're gonna think about us, we're gonna think about you. It's a reality. Every book that you're finishing, it's an angel that you created. Like that the Gemara is telling us about Masechet Chagiga. It's an amazing story about that righteous man that dedicated his life to Masechet Chagiga. But what we're saying in that siyum, when we're finishing the Masechet. Every finishing, it's an angel that's going to walk with you and going to escort you for eternity. That Mishnah, that book, that Zohar, Tikkuni HaZohar, those Mishnayot, that Likutei Moharan, those conversations, the books of all of the books of Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev, to finish them until Rosh Hashanah. Which wonderful life a person can have, which amazing life it does to the person that is like that. What is the person? What is a man? A person, it's the brain, it's the heart. Who is the man? It's the brain and the heart. What is that man? A man is always attached to Hashem Yitbarach, in the wisdom of Hashem. Why when we're finishing we have to start again from the beginning immediately? Why we need to start again? You finish Shas, you need to start again. You finish a certain book, immediately you start another one. Because you cannot say that you finished the Torah Kedusha. The Torah is infinity, it's endless. It's an aspect of finishing. I heard it from the Gra Kadosh that the word the word I don't know how to explain it. The letters of the words Siyum, Samech, Yud, Vav, and Mem. When you're saying Samech, the numeral value is 60. When you're saying Yud, it's 10. Vav is 6. Mem, it's 40. So the Milui of it, you can complete it. There in the numeral values, there is a certain way of complete and lack. So if you're completing all of those letters, Samech, Yud, Vav, and Mem, they're completed. They're the same. The 60 is going to be 60 also in a complete way. The Yud is going to be complete also, going to be 10 also in a complete way. So it means that when you're starting and when you're finishing the Limud, it's going to be the same for you. Every time that everything that you're learning, it's endless. This is why a person have to have that merit, that his heart is going to walk inside of the Holy Torah. Listen to me. The foundation of all of this world. What is it to talk Lashon Hara? You know what is Lashon Hara? Someone knows what is Lashon Hara? What is Lashon Hara? To hate people with no reason. Someone know what is it? This is a person that is busy in the Torah. That is such an Oved Hashem, serves Hashem. We have examples, Baruch Hashem, in the Yeshiva. Rabbis that we have here, that really attached to the Torah. Rabbi Yeshua Kohen, a person that all of it is only holiness, Kedusha. Lives in heaven, in this world. Rabbi Yeshua Cohen, please let's talk Lashon Hara. He's going to laugh at you. It's not an option. Isn't it sound funny? Rabbi Yeshua, talk Lashon Hara. It's funny. It's a joke. It's not an option at all. He's inside of Avodat Hashem. Such a Kedusha. Guards his eyes so much. Guards his time. Watching his time. Watching the time so much. Who he gonna hate? He feels so good with himself that he loves Hashem so much. How a person gonna feel that Hashem loves him? You cannot tell a person love Hashem. How are you going to feel that Hashem loves you? If you don't appreciate one mitzvah, you cannot feel that Hashem loves you. How are you going to feel that Hashem loves you? He's given things to you and you're not appreciate them. So how are you going to feel that He loves you? He gives you $1 million, you're throwing it away. You don't feel it. How are you going to feel that He loves you? Whatever that He's going to give you, you're not appreciating it at all. You're not appreciating it. So how are you going to feel that He loves you? So inside of Ahavat Olam, inside of the Bracha, the things, the proof that Hashem loves you is that He's giving to you the Torah and Mitzvot. You should respect it. You should appreciate it. If you're not going to know that Hashem loves you, you're never going to love Hashem. First of all, you should know that Hashem loves you. This is why before that they told us to say Ve'ahavta, you should love Hashem. First of all, you should say Ahavat Olam Ahavtana. You love us, Hashem. First of all, you love us, and then we can love you. And then a person, when you have that married, I told you that, and I'm going to tell you that again. Nothing going to help you. Now it's between the times, right? All of the Torah, from Bereshit until all of the Torah, included everything, Zohar, the rites, scripts of Ari HaKadosh, it's all theories. Beautiful theories. If a person will not reach Kedusha, it's all gonna stay theories. He will never gonna get closer to nothing. If a person will not gonna guard his eyes, oy benazman. All of the free choice start from the eyes, and all the free choice depends only on the eyes. There is a question. From one side it's written that the eye sees and that the Yetzirah can control only on what that the eye saw. And also it's written that the eye see and the heart desire. But it's written, first of all, don't walk after your hearts and then after the eyes. So how can it be? It looks like that it starts from the eyes. But it all starts with the eyes. Because a person that he doesn't guard the eyes, he doesn't have a heart. Because a person that have lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. It's written, Noef Isha Hasar Lev. So this is why a person has to guard his eyes, first of all. And then, in a complete way, that he's going to have control on his eyes. And then he's going to create a heart. And then he's going to have that marriage that he's going to have. A real attachment to Hashem, then you're gonna have a heart. Before that, the person is guarding his eyes, he cannot have no heart, so he cannot feel nothing in his heart. If a person will not have a heart, how can he learn? Without the heart, you can learn. You're far away from prayers, from tefillot. Every time that you're opening your eyes, don't think that it's chassidut. All of the free choice start from the eyes. All of the free choice, because the place that the eyes saw, this is where you are. You are in the place that your eyes saw. All of you, you're over there. You see a pillar, he's stuck in the pillar. You see food, you're stuck in the food. And even more so, when you see things that are not modest, over there, main Yetzirah, there the heart is desiring, he's burning. Instead of to be burned to Hashem, he's burning to lusts and desires. Person is pushing into his body, the Yetzirah, through the eyes. This is why a person needs to know between the times. Oy for you if you're going to open your eyes. Whatever you're going to do, but without opening your eyes, with your eyes shut. Be attached to Hashem, to be guard, to be attached, glued to Hashem. Every moment to be attached to Hashem. A person that is holy, so he's got love to the Torah, and he feels the sweetness of the Torah. When he's praying, he feels sorry. He can stand until the evening, quietly, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, in Badadut, no problem at all. If not that someone is bothering him to stop the Badadut, he wouldn't stop. Prayers and Hidbodeduyot, learning Torah, he feels the sweetness of all of the mitzvot. He doesn't have no will for nothing else. If someone gonna offer him something, he's not attracted to those things. It's all theories. A person cannot feel nothing, cannot feel the taste of Kedusha. This is why I wanted to talk to you today, that everyone gonna judge himself every day to know that there is no other way. Every time you're opening your eyes, you need to think about it before. You need to have control on your eyes. If you're not control on your eyes, you lost it. Opening my eyes now just because that there is students here, but also here, a person that really sits to learn. He should be concentrated inside of the books, not looking, wandering all around. What's going on? Who came in? Person just go out from being attached to Hashem, he's losing it. To be attached to Hashem. Oy va'avoy, it's not chassidut. People think that shmirat ha'enayim is chassidut. It's not chassidut. The free choice starts from the eyes. There the free choice starts. Rabbeinu is writing here. This is why I wanted a little bit to get everyone stronger, that everyone gonna get stronger and real, real strong to know. If you are in Jerusalem, the Beit Midrash is open. Come to pray, come to learn, come in Shabbos. If you went to vacation, okay, be wise. Should keep the times to learn, not to drop the Torah. Because when you're going to leave the Torah for one day, Hashem is going to say, who knows if you're going to come back? Who knows? Until people are coming back to the Seder. What's the difference between today and tomorrow? What there is in this world to look for? It's stupidity. What there is in this world? What you have to look for in this world? What do you look for? If there is something to look, so what are you doing here? What are you sitting here? Go to look for it. What are you doing here? What a person can look in this world? If you're looking, if it's the will of Hashem that once in a while we're going to do something for a day, but except of that, that it's the will of Hashem, what there is in this world? What? What are you going to see? Tell me. What there is to do in this world? What? So tell me, what? What we have here to confuse, to be confused by? To be attached to Hashem in holiness, in Kedusha. Don't drop the Kedusha. And not to be confused even for 1 second. There is no difference at all. We couldn't learn, didn't have enough time to learn that Torah. Okay, let's get stronger, like that we said. I'm gonna tell you a secret. Asad is a Jew. We need to bless him every day that he's gonna succeed. He's a messenger, sweet messenger, that he's gonna succeed big time. Assad slaughtering the minister of Syria, slaughtering everyone over there. Arab is blessing both sides that everyone gonna succeed. The minister of Egypt, they're gonna succeed, huge success, and the rebellions also gonna succeed against him. Also, Mashiach is hidden, and they're all fighting. Hashem gonna give him powers to succeed, to kill millions of them.
Amen.
And then he's gonna move to Egypt, and then from there to Iraq. That he's gonna have a lot of work. That he's gonna do the job for us. We don't need to be confused. We're in the hands of Borei Olam. To be strong in Avodat Hashem. Am Israel, we don't have no nature. The eternity of Am Israel, that it's Hashem, will never gonna lie. Thousands of years of tears and blood that been spilled, that we're gonna have that merit to walk here in Jerusalem. We're stepping and walking on blood and tears of thousands of years of Jews that suffered. All of our being and all of our reality is only according to that merit. Don't be confused at all. So what's the difference between times and before and after? Person have to be wise to know how to honor his wife, to give her the feeling that yes, I'm with you, we need to be happy, I'm gonna make you happy. But still, the wife, she's happy also that her husband is sitting and learning and putting effort in Avodat Hashem, sitting and learning. Now we're praying, now we're touring a little bit, doing something small, not to drop the leash and to run away. So Adrabah, if someone gonna sign also about distribution, someone gonna sign, people that wants to learn between the times, go to Moshe. Maybe there is people that are not going out, people that wants to stay. We're gonna do kollel between the times. And also for Avrechim that wants to do hafatzah, more hours. Gonna make. Also need to prepare money for Uman, for the flight to Uman Rosh Hashanah. The yeshiva gave 500 shekels to every avrech for the flight to Uman, to the ones that are going to sign up by Natan Arush, Rab Natan. Get stronger, be happy. Something else, you're happy with your life, everything is okay, lives are beautiful. That we're gonna have that marriage, Be'ezrat Hashem, with the help of Hashem. Amen. Amen. Enjoy Ben Azmanim now after Hashem circumcised your Ben Azmanim.